Welcome back to the show, everyone. And today I have a very special guest joining us this evening here on Chris Radio. A lot of you might be very familiar with his voice. He has been on the air in the Chicagoland area for 45 years. Since 1975, for 25 years, he was on WMAQ. And since 2000, he has been the morning news anchor on WBBM 780. He has maintained the top spot for the morning news for several years now. Pat Cassidy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Sandy. Very, very glad to be here, especially on Chris Radio. I'm very familiar with Chris Radio. Was involved with it a number of years ago, and I'm glad it's still very viable and very important opportunity for people here in the Chicago area. So it's a pleasure to be here.
Welcome. Well, thank you, and welcome back to Chris Radio. This won't be the first and last time that we have you on the air. So welcome back.
Great.
Now, Pat, you know, yesterday we witnessed a very important event that really takes place every 4 years, the presidential inaugural. And, you know, you'll be talking to us about your impressions about the event tonight. But first of all, what were your overall impressions about the event, the speech?
Well, my overall impression was it was very, very different. I think we all know that we've never seen anything like it before, and probably will never have anything like it again. I'm referring, of course, to the pandemic and the fact that there was no audience there. Of course, the stage was full of VIPs and former presidents, et cetera, and that didn't change. But in front of Mr. Biden and Kamala Harris, there was just flags. And that was very, very different. So in that sense alone, it was like something that's never happened before. And let's face it, hopefully never happen again, because hopefully 4 years from now, the pandemic will be ancient history. So in that sense, it was very, very different. And I think it was also very different because we've gone through such a tough 4 years. The pandemic, of course, first of all, and the resulting trashing of the economy, so to speak. I mean, we're not having a depression, but the economy is much worse than it was just a year or two ago. Not to mention all the political turmoil that happened under Donald Trump. And I'm not going to get too political here, but it's no secret that it's been a tough 4 years in that sense as well. So I think this inauguration was very different and very unique and very important in all those senses.
And, you know, all of these things that you mentioned, you know, the pandemic, everything going on with the economy, the last 4 years, you know, I think that the common theme really speaking to that was the theme of moving forward and unity, you know, as a country. That's the theme that I noticed throughout President Biden's speech. Do you think that with that theme and encouraging people, you know, to move forward, to be united, do you think that will inspire Americans in the long run?
Well, I certainly hope so. I certainly think it will certainly inspire the people that voted for him, which was the majority of people, because he got those votes. Will it inspire the 70 million plus people that did not vote for him and voted for Donald Trump? I'm not so sure. Perhaps some of them. I think that every survey I've seen is that all people of all parties want to see an end to this pandemic. And I certainly think that anything that is done by the Biden administration will bring great support from the American public of all political parties. So I think that people will be unified in the sense that they want this pandemic to end, doggone it. And as a result of that, I think that the economy will automatically be better if it does, the pandemic does end. So in that sense, I think that he did inspire some unity with his supporters and hopefully some of the of his opponents.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that with each inauguration, I think that we always look forward certainly to the speech and to maybe any remarks, any phrases that might stand out or that might even, you know, go into history. And President Biden referred to, you know, presidents like Abraham Lincoln and such. Do you think that with this inauguration, there were any phrases that maybe stood out to you or that maybe will, quote unquote, will go down in history?
Well, I'm not so sure, I'll tell you the truth, Sandy. I think it was a good speech. I think it was an above average speech. Was it a highly memorable historic speech in the sense of phrases and inspiration? Well, we'll have to wait and see. It was not like a Kennedy, ask not what your country can do for you, but you ask what you can do for your country. There was no inspiring single phrase that stood the test of time as that one has. We'll have to see in the future if anything from Biden's speech lives on. Something tells me probably not. I mean, my honest impression is nothing jumped out to me of a tremendously inspiring nature in terms of phraseology. I think that he used the phrase that democracy has prevailed. I thought that was a good line. Democracy has prevailed because, you know, the election's done and he won and we're moving on, despite claims that it was a bogus election, which we all know it wasn't a bogus election. I liked his phrase, the denouncing the national uncivil war. I thought that was a very clever phrase to use, uncivil war, because there's been some talk about how we're, I don't know, on the brink of a civil war between the Trumpers and the anti-Trumpers, etc., which I don't think is true, but an uncivil war, denouncing that. I thought that was very good. I thought that was a very good phrase. I thought it was very good and poignant that he did use the phrase that there were lies in the previous administration. He used the word lies and how we got to move beyond those lies. And I thought that that was very good. He never mentioned Trump during his inauguration speech, which is kind of unusual. But then again, Trump wasn't even there. So that too was unusual. So again, many, many unusual aspects to this. But overall, I thought it was a good speech. Maybe a very good speech, but a phenomenal speech we'll remember for decades to come. I doubt it, but we'll have to wait and see.
And, you know, something that caught my attention and that I also, you know, really stood with me was the fact that he mentioned that democracy has prevailed. And, you know, as we've seen currently, the United States, you know, we are unfortunately very divided, you know, to the point that, like you mentioned, former President Donald Trump wasn't at President Biden's inauguration. You know, a lot of division, especially in the last few weeks, I feel. But do you think that President Biden in his remarks or in his actions so far, do you think he has been conciliatory enough to, you know, either to both sides, to Democrats and Republicans?
Well, it's so early. It's really hard to say. We're talking, you and I are talking here, 24 hours or thereabouts since the actual speech. And people will hear this after that fact. So maybe something will happen between the time you and I have talked and people hear this. So we'll have to wait and see about that. He certainly has called for unity. He's talking about being the president for all Americans, including people that did not vote for him. And that's a good thing. And I think his tone he's trying to set is conciliatory. And again, we'll have to wait and see how his opponents react to it. And if they bite, so to speak. So we'll have to wait and see.
Only time will tell, right?
Right.
So, you know, we've talked about all the different phrases, different highlights of the speech, perhaps. But do you think there were any high points or low points in your view of the speech?
In low points, not necessarily. I think the ones that I mentioned probably were high points. I think that, you know, he talked about how precarious democracy can be and fragile that the democracy can be. And I think that we've kind of all known that for all of our lives, but we've never really seen it until very recently, because things have been kind of teetering a little bit here. There was the raid on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. That unnerved people that could actually happen. And so I think that when he talked about how precious democracy is and fragile it is and how democracy has prevailed, I would call that all the high point. Low points of it, not really. I think there was really no low points. I mean, there were points in it that, again, in my opinion, and that's all I'm giving is my opinion, were sort of, template inaugural speech stuff, where he just talked about how great the country is and all that, but all presidents say that in inaugural speeches. So some of it was very ordinary in that sense, but I don't think there's any low points, no.
Now, speaking of ordinary, I know that during your long career as a news broadcaster, you know, you've seen many inaugurations and, you know, speeches that come along with those events, but is there any comparisons you would like to make between this one and maybe others that stood out, or just any comparisons?
Well, I think that there's a very obvious comparison between Biden's speech and his predecessor's 4 years ago. If you remember, that was a very dark, gloomy speech that Trump gave. He talked about America just was going down the tubes and empty cities and rusting out cities and horrible this and horrible that. And that was a very, very dark, depressing speech. And that, I think, certainly was the most dark, depressing inaugural speech I've ever heard in my lifetime. And I've been around a long time. So compared to that, it was light years ahead of that. So that was a very, Trump's speech was very, very dark, extremely dark. But other speeches have been, I think Clinton's was good. I think Obama, who's a tremendous speaker and always has been, was very good. I think Reagan's speech, and I know this is well before your time, Sandy, because you're not that old, I am, but Ronald Reagan's speech was very inspiring, because Ronald Reagan was a heck of a, he was a great communicator, he was a tremendous speaker. And one of the things he made is, the problem is government itself. That was his whole thing, was how government was the problem. Whether that's true or not is another whole discussion, but he made his point well. So there have been other great speeches, the ones I mentioned, Obama, Reagan, and I think those stand out. And JFK, I was very young when JFK was inaugurated, but actually I do kind of remember it. That was very, very inspiring as well.
Yeah, and you know, in my the inaugurations that I've witnessed, you know, I think that a lot of us, we are able to, I guess, in some way get a sense or maybe judge how each presidency will be. You know, obviously this might have a totally different outcome in the long run, but judging from President Biden's remarks, what kind of presidency do you think Biden's will be?
Well, I think he's very much going to be a compromiser. He's going to work with Republicans, or at least try to. He's been around, and let's face it, he's almost his entire adult life has been in Washington. He's been a senator since he was 29 years old or something, and he's 78 now. So he has a tremendous amount of experience. His whole life is Washington. He knows everybody. Everybody knows him. And I think that he will be able certainly to work with across the aisle and do things that his predecessor wasn't able to do. And perhaps even Obama was not able to do because Biden really has that that salesmanship, that walking down both sides of the aisle type of persona. So I think he's going to be a good president. We all hope so, because there's some big problems to be handled right now. And we haven't even talked about Black Lives Matter and inequality and systemic racism and all those other issues, which is Biden has addressed head on. And I think he'll be very good in that sense too, because he understands that. He has a Black woman as his vice president. That is a huge step right there. And that obviously is a first on a couple of different levels, and not to mention it's a woman. there's never been a woman vice president or president before. So in that sense, I think that paves the way for a lot of different things. So I think he's going to be a good president, and I certainly hope so, and I think we all hope so.
And, you know, that's a perfect segue into our next question. You know, I think that and what I've seen on social media so far, and the historical aspect of it was, you know, the election of Kamala Harris as the first first woman of African American and South Asian descent as our new vice president. Do you think that, you know, the symbolism of this will help bring the country together, especially with all of the racial inequalities going on?
I think so. It's certainly a step in that direction. Absolutely, it will. I don't know how it could not, unless, and I'm just speculating here, and I hope this doesn't happen, unless Kamala Harris goes off in some direction that alienates large percentages of Americans and further alienates the whole Trump core, then that would not be a positive thing. But I don't think she will. I don't think she will. I think that she'll work like Biden towards unity of all. And I think that in terms of African-Americans, Asian-Americans, and women, I think that she'll be an inspiration. And perhaps, those people, which I'm not one of them, but you're a woman, so that must inspire you a little bit, that the fact is, you know, here a woman can be vice president. Let's face it, Joe Biden's 78 years old. She could very well wind up becoming president. That's not impossible.
Absolutely. And, you know, another theme that I personally saw, not only as a woman, but as a person with a disability, was the theme of inclusion. You know, as a lot of our listeners know, I myself am totally blind. And yesterday, for the first time, I was able to, quote unquote, watch, no pun intended, the inauguration with audio description, meaning that there was commentary, you know, narrating what was going on. And what really struck me about this, Pat, was that the information to access this on YouTube, it was all on a centralized location. You know, it was on the Biden-Harris inaugural website. So it was easy for me to get to. They also had accommodations for individuals who are deaf, you know, sign language, closed captioning. And in fact, this morning, I just read that even the White House website, you know, they now have a statement saying that they are committed to providing accessibility, you know, in all aspects of the current administration. Do you think that, you know, these actions that they show how committed the Biden administration is to people with all types of disabilities?
I would seem, certainly, I'm learning something from you because I wasn't aware of some of the things you told me about. So that's never been done before, that kind of accessibility through a website for other inaugurations, is that right?
That's correct. So in the past, and you know, to backtrack a little bit, it was only accessible through TV or for individuals who, you know, went live to the inaugurations, they could request those accommodations on site or on TV, usually through, you know, certain channels only or through the secondary audio programming channel. But this is a first that it's available on the website.
I wasn't aware of that. Well, that's a good sign then, I think, that they are aware of that. They are sensitive to that. I think that as more people become aware of it, people who don't have disabilities, I think it's important that people who don't have disabilities become aware of how difficult it can be and how we have to make accommodations for everyone, including people with disabilities. A small anecdote from me personally, and I'm not anyway comparing my temporary disability to blindness or anything of that nature, but I had knee replaced last October. And for a period of a number of weeks, I was effectively disabled. Mm-hmm. I could not get around. I couldn't do much of anything. And I was very appreciative of the types of things the American Disabilities Act brought in terms of ramps and elevators and things like that, that I never realized firsthand until I had my knee replaced. And again, I'm not comparing that disability to yours or anything of that nature. But you understand what I'm saying? I have no disability, and now I'm a little bit more aware of it because of that. And I think that anything that will enlighten people who don't have disabilities to people that do is a very good thing. And I think that if Harris and Biden do that, then that's a good thing.
No, and I think that's a great point that you touched on, Pat, because I think, and a lot of friends mentioned it to me, they'll be like, you know, I had never thought about this, you know, until I saw you. They'll tell me until I saw you using a computer or getting around or, you know, whatever it might be. So, you know, I certainly hope that, you know, this effort for accessibility of the inauguration and just any other efforts that they, the administration puts towards accessibility, I certainly hope as a person who is blind that it will shed more light, you know, on people with disabilities and create more opportunities.
Hear, hear. I agree.
Well, Pat, is there anything else you want to add or say?
Well, no, I do appreciate the opportunity to talking to you, Sandy, and I admire you, and I admire Chris Radio. I think you do a wonderful thing, and I hope that you keep it up, and certainly if there's anything that I can do or we at WBBM can do to assist, please don't hesitate to ask. And it was an honor and a pleasure to speak to you today.
Well, thank you so much, Pat, and you as well. You have a friend here in us in the Chicago Lighthouse and Chris Radio.
Great.